Okay, our friends. Did you know that little guys can do big things too? I've heard that before. And with that thought, we're going to read a story today called Pezzettino. Pezzettino, which is an Italian word and it means little piece. You want to say it with me? Pezzettino.
Pezzettino.
Very good, very good.
Pezzettino.
Pezzettino. So we're going to read the story and I'm going to let you do some thinking. Are you ready? Today's story, Pezzettino, was written by Leo Leoni and it's read by Mommy and a brand new villain?
No.
Oh, you're not a new villain. Who are you?
I was your co-host in one other book.
My co-host in one other book.
I'm Dr. Scum!
Dr. Scum? Goodness. Well, I hope that you can be kind for this book. Can you promise? Or at least do your best. Okay. I'll take it. Are you ready for your story, Dr. Scum?
Yeah, now see it come up.
Here we go. His name was Pezzettino. All the others were big and did daring and wonderful things. He was small and surely must be a little piece of somebody else, he thought. He often wondered whose little piece he could be, and one day he decided to find out. "Excuse me," he asked the one who runs, "am I perhaps your little piece?" "How could I possibly run if I had the piece missing?" said the one who runs, somewhat surprised. "Am I your little piece?" he asked the strong one. "How could I be strong if I had the piece missing?" was the answer. And when the swimming one came to the surface, Pizzatino asked him, too. "How could I swim if I had a piece missing?" answered the swimming one, and he
How could my robot move if it had a piece missing?
And he dove back into the deep water. He's curious. He wants to know who he belongs to. And I don't blame him. I think I would ask too, wouldn't you?
"You up there,"
shouted Pezzettino as he climbed towards the one on the mountain.
"Am I a little piece of yours?"
The one on the mountain laughed.
"Do you think I could climb mountains if I had a piece missing?"
Pezzettino asked the flying one, too. But the answer was always the same. Finally, Pezzettino went to the wise one who lived in a cave.
"Wise one," he said, "am I a little piece of yours?"
"Do you think I could be wise if I had a little piece missing?"
answered the wise one.
"But I must be someone's little piece," Pezzettino cried out. "How can I find out?"
"Go to the island of Juan," said the wise one.
Oh, he's gonna go ask George Michael. Sorry, that was a mommy joke. Early the next morning, Pezzettino took off in his little boat. It's a good thing he has a boat. After a rough trip on the high sea, he arrived wet and tired on the island of Wham.
How strange.
The island was nothing but heaps of pebbles. Not a tree, not a blade of grass, and above all, not a single living creature.
Pizzettino climbed up and down, up and down, until finally exhausted, he tripped, tumbled down, and broke into lots of little pieces. The wise one had been right. Pizzettino now knew that he, too, like all the others, was made of little pieces.
He picked himself up, and when he was sure there was not a single little piece missing, he ran back to his boat. He rowed all night to get home as fast as he could. All his friends were waiting for him.
"I am myself,"
he shouted, full of joy. His friends didn't quite understand what he meant, but Pizzettino seemed happy, and so they were happy too. You see, he didn't need to have something else to make him feel complete and whole. He was just the way he was, the way he was intended to be. When you start looking for other things to complete you, you're not going to be able to find that, are you? No. That's right. Because you are just the way you are. Now, you can smooth yourself out on a few little edges here and there as you get older. But, you're not going to need to fit into a special group or here or there to make yourself more precious or more loved, or more needed. And that, our good friends, is Dr. Scum.
Just close the book, you stuckum-bookum.
Stuckum-bookum? Well, I guess that's the end then, friends. This stuckum-bookum is being closed.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.